weather, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us today. It is sixth day of July 2009. On this Monday edition, we're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. I had several guests lined up today, but I've rescheduled them to later in the week because I want to open the phones up, open line Monday. We do everything backwards here than the rest of the talk radio establishment. Open line Monday. So much is happening in the world. So much is going on. So many different things are developing on the economic front, the geopolitical front, the nuke front with Russia. So much is happening in Iran and Honduras and Venezuela and Pakistan, Korea. There are so many important issues, so many different items and angles and stories that need to be covered. I can think of no better way than to spin the wheel of fortune and reach into the grab bag of calls and take your phone calls. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air today. Wide open telephones. You can be first-time callers. You can be old-time callers. You can be callers that disagree, callers that have a question for me. It's always interesting when folks ask me questions. It always keeps me on my mental toes. 1-800-259-9231. Make no mistake, we are being bankrupted by design. All over the United States and Western Europe, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Western culture, everything is collapsing. The population growth is collapsing into negative range. Buildings, infrastructure, roads are rotting. I went to Barnes and Nobles, and it was falling apart this weekend with my wife. I was in another store, and it was falling apart. Trains are crashing now on a daily basis. Bridges are collapsing on a daily basis. California is on the verge of collapsing into total federal control. The federal government is now a receivership office or holding company body to take over the states as they implode, and then the federal government itself fully under the control of private offshore banks that have engineered this debt system, this singularity, this black hole by design, where more debt is created than physical assets. The entire society is imploding. The predator class is raping and robbing and pillaging on a global scale. Many of the yuppies and know-it-alls and wannabe establishment types believe they're going to serve this system and profit from it. They believe they're part of the power structure. They are delusional. So I want to discuss these issues today. The world is going into deepening crises on every front. Every major nation on the planet is descending into tyranny right now. The few countries that aren't controlled by the globalists are under political, economic, and military siege. I want to get your response to these issues and more, and what you think the future of the Republic is, what you think the chain of events that we're about to witness are. Everyone is on the edge of their seat. Everyone is almost holding their breath or gasping for the great plunge into the birth of the planetary world government. The churches are saying, praise God, it's the end of the world, stand down, worship world government, do whatever you're told because you're about to be raptured out. What will the Christians think when they're not raptured out? What will they think, just like in Nazi Germany, the Christians thought they were going to be raptured out? In Soviet Union, they thought they were going to be raptured out. In 70 A.D., as Jerusalem fell to Titus and Rome, they thought they were about to be raptured out. They weren't raptured out. They were put to the sword and fire. Yes, all of you that want to cop out and rationalize and sit on the sidelines, you're not going to be able to sit on the sidelines. You're not going to be able to sit idly by and not be part of this. Even if you try to sit in the middle of the road, you're going to be run over by the New World Order. So why not stand up, speak out, and fight back? I'll give you some of the key news coming up after this quick break. And then Into the breach with your calls.
There's a guy named MZ in Santa Cruz, California, who owns one of our affiliate radio stations. He got laid off from a job he loved many years ago. He was devastated, but it taught him a lesson very early in life, that even when you do a great job for someone and your boss tells you how much he appreciates you every day, there is no job security. You are always in danger of losing your job, unless you take charge of your livelihood and own your own business. Since you are the boss, nobody can fire you. So MZ has been his own boss for over 37 years, and he is passionate about turning other people on to the joys and benefits of working for themselves and not for others. MZ wants to tell you about a low-cost home business opportunity involving the marketing of healthful dark chocolate that can help people lose weight and set you up with an impressive compounding monthly income. Visit chocolate.ownmyself.com and check out the opportunity. That's chocolate.ownmyself.com. It takes very little money, and if you're interested, MZ wants to talk to you. Remember, chocolate.ownmyself.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be, all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Gangster-in-Chief Joe Biden was on Stephanopoulos' show on ABC, making the rounds on the Sunday news shows, and he said, truth is, we and everybody else misread the economy, and that another bigger stimulus package is needed. Really, I didn't misread the economy. I said they were going to steal tens of trillions with the banker bailout takeover. That they would then, in the second bailout for the fall of 2009, call for a bank of the world that we will pay our carbon taxes to, and that the Federal Reserve would be given not just power over all the banks and be allowed to steal unlimited money. They were already given that illegitimate power back in October 3rd of last year, but that they would want power over the entire economy and any sector or facet of the economy that affects the economy. I.e., everything from golf courses to 7-Elevens to a barbecue joint, it doesn't matter. The entire economy, every factory, every car dealership, every manufacturer of lawnmowers, every manufacturer of surfboards. It doesn't matter. Because I've seen what the IMF and World Bank do as receivership arms of the private International Bank of Settlements and their private shareholders. I've seen what they've done all over the world. I've seen them do it over and over again. They have handbooks. The BBC, back in early 2002, released the documents. You can talk to John Perkins, who at the mid-level was carrying out the grunt work, the soldier work, the strong-arm work on the ground. This is gunboat diplomacy. This is how they operate. This is how they conquer you. This is a corporate takeover of the United States. They're done gobbling up countries in Africa, in Asia, and Latin America. They want big, fat, juicy treats now. They are taking over the economy, imploding it by design to consolidate it. And look, I know you, the audience, know this. And it's on record that we laid out October 3rd, October 4th, October 5th. In fact, I need listeners to go actually grab those PrisonPlanet.tv shows. Grab the video clips where I lay out exactly what would happen and then integrate it with the latest news announcements. Because I don't have the staff or crew to do that, but videos like that would be watched by hundreds of thousands of people in a week alone and would actually wake up a lot of dumb sheep. I'm so busy moving forward, engaging the latest enemy operations, that I don't have time to say, look, I was right about all this in the past. I really know what I'm talking about. I really know what these people's game plans are. I'm watching my beloved country go up in smoke. Just like after the final volley at the 4th of July fireworks display, all that's left is the smoke hanging in a ghostly fashion as it's blown away on the wind, as it rides away. You know, there's always these little stunts government pulls. Congress has increased its travel budget tenfold. Personal, private trips to five-star resorts everywhere on taxpayer money. They write laws to be exempt from most of them. But they're always engaging in stunts. I saw this stunt. July 4th fireworks sparkle less under recession. And the story goes on to say out of the Associated Press that, oh, a lot of cities are just canceling fireworks altogether or cutting back on their fireworks. Lack of bucks means less bang this 4th of July for many cash-strapped cities. Now, see, this is how my brain works and why it's impossible to ever cover all the news here. Because I see one little article like that, and you would think, what does that have to do with the big picture? Why does that even matter? Well, that story is multifaceted when you understand what it really means. Number one, the cities and counties and states are radically increasing their budgets. They're not cutting their budgets. It's just that most of the money now goes to debt on service of the debt. Debt, depending on what state you're in, is number three or number two on the budget. Within 3 years, it's going to be number one in a majority of states. That service on debt is where the tax money will go. You understand? Just like a third world country, a banana republic. And the assets, the roads and the highways and the aquifers and the reservoirs and the ports and the infrastructure. Everything then is handed over to the private banks who made all the money up out of nothing. Everything goes to the Madoff types, the Kinlay types. It was Kinlay came up with the carbon trading scam. Now, pass the House, about to pass the Senate. So, see, everything's going to go to them, and the roads are going to fall apart. And all they're going to keep is police and prisons, because they own the private prisons, and they're going to end up owning. The police are going to be private as well. It's already like that in third world. And just the whole economy will be them. And most of us can live on the side of the road. Really, the elites are going to live off in armored compounds. That, you know, they fly to their jungle or forest or mountain compounds via helicopter and private jet, and then you'll get to live in the compact city with a big wall built around it protecting the environment, protecting the earth. You know, all over the world, in Brazil and other places, they're building walls around the cities to, quote, protect the bushes, to protect the undergrowth. So you're like a cockroach. You got to sit there like they do in Mexico City and have at least one-third of the children being born without brains. Because the water they drink, I forget the medical term for it. Google this, one-third of Mexico City children born with brain defects, and that'll pull up the articles, and I can give you the scientific name. I forget it. All they have is a brain stem. They're really perfect for the New World Order. I guess that's what they'd like all of us to be like. These poor children are born without their higher-level brain tissue. All they have is a brain stem. Because all the toxic waste is shipped down there from the U.S. and dumped down there. Hey, do you ever hear Mecha and La Raza financed by the big Fortune 500? You ever hear for the race everything, for those outside our race nothing? You ever hear them complaining about all the toxic waste being dumped in Mexico City for the race being murdered? No, because they're all on New World Order payroll. They'll just wrap a Mexican flag around it and say, bring down the U.S. You know, but meanwhile, euthanize our people, sterilize our people, Planned Parenthood in all our neighborhoods. See, they take the fake race politics and get control of those folks. But they never actually get them to stand up for their own survival. Just like the average white American votes Republican and says, yeah, nuke all the Arabs, I don't like brown people. Having no idea that the same elite hates you just as much. But anyways, they always run articles like this, July 4th fireworks sparkle less under recession. Oh, a lot of cities are canceling them or scaling them back. There's no money. To create the illusion that government's cutting, that government's being frugal. Because they actually increase taxes and squeeze you. In fact, it's even come out in government handbooks that they tell the city managers and mayors and people not to fill potholes, to let the police cars break down, to not let the ambulances have new radios, and then advertise that, and then say, see, we got to have a tax increase. It's the same thing. You know, they'll let the potholes fall apart, so you think there's no money. But see, all the money goes to debt to the foreign bankers. And that's just on budget. The budget's only on average about 30% of all the real spending going on. 70% of it goes to off the books, the annual comprehensive financial reports, or comprehensive annual financial reports, two different ways to say it. That's where the counties and the cities and the water districts and the school districts take all the money, 70% of it on average. Some areas it's 62, some areas it's 81. It all varies. Well, on average it's about 70%. And they take that and they invest that in offshore banks and corporations. Because, see, you actually pay most of your taxes directly to offshore corporations. So it's nothing new, really, that they're saying you're going to pay carbon taxes directly to Al Gore and the Rothschild Bank. On record now. He admits that in Congress. Because, I mean, why not? You already pay most of your taxes to the offshore banks and corporations. They just call it city and county investment, but that's off-books investment. That's not even for your pension funds. And so, see, now they're taking your pension funds, and they're going to spend all that. But, see, the cops won't care. They won't care if they're in a one-room, cockroach-filled apartment with their wife screaming at them and their kids half brain-dead from mercury and shots and fluoride. At least they'll have a uniform. At least they can walk over and grab a hot dog off a hot dog stand and shove somebody around and pull over cars and shake the public down for a little bit of money. See, this has happened in third world countries over and over again. So, see, actually, the cops are going to become more loyal under the tyranny. More loyal as their pension funds are taken. More loyal as they become third world, you know, stains on their shirts. Big sweaty armpits running around like monkeys, shaking the public down. I mean, we're going to be throttled and trampled on and stolen from and enslaved and just absolutely decimated and throttled and bossed around. This is what it is to be slaves, what it is to live in fear.
The phone rings and the questions are asked. I've been so sick. Will the Life Change Tea help me? Our answer is always the same. Yes, toxins and chemicals from food, water, and air are attacking you this very moment. Fight back with our all-natural detoxifying tea that works immediately. Many companies use gimmicks and misleading free trials for their campaign. We use results. Life Change Tea's formula, created by a PhD, has been around for over 20 years. There are things happening in the world that are unseen and not healthy. The public has reached its all-time record for chronic sickness. This atrocity won't change unless you call us right now. Our number is 928-308-0408. Again, that's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. And remember, we have the cheapest shipping in the industry.
Hi, this is John Swenson again at Midas Resources, and let me ask just one question. What would you list as the things that the federal government does really well? The armed forces and printing bogus money doesn't count. Now take that blank page of yours and list the ways that you have to protect your assets and escape the paper markets. The only real option is precious metals for your retirement, your kids' education, or just plain survival when the whole Obama mess comes crashing down. You are the only one you can count on for a stimulus package, and I'd like to discuss a proven strategy to create that safety net for you and your family. Please give me a call at 800-686-2237, extension 128. That's 800-686-2237, extension 128. And together we can develop a Make Sense program before the clock runs out. Once more, John Swenson at 800-686-2237, extension 128. And take charge of your future, and thank you.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer. Unlike other companies that just broker canned foods, Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul.
The United States is being forcibly reorganized, imploded by design. I'm almost like a lighthouse just blinking that message out there to the sea, warning the ships. Look at this. Look at this from Biden. Biden says we misread the economy. No, you knew exactly what you were doing, and the deeper the crisis they get us into, oh, give us trillions more, and we won't tell you where it went. And all these idiot Obama supporters would email me and say, why are you bashing Obama? He wasn't part of the Bush banking takeover. Geithner was literally ordering Treasury Secretary Paulson around. It's the exact same policy. It's the same crew. They own these presidents like you own a quarter in your pocket. Like you own the couch in your living room. They sit on them. But the public still gets fooled by the left-right paradigm. I get hundreds of emails a week going, listen, you stinking Republican. Well, I know you're mad that Obama won, but you just are failing. No, we know you're angry and upset, Republicans. So just keep making it worse on yourself, attacking Obama and coming up with this phony conspiracy stuff as a way to go after him, you right-winger. Hey, listen, twit. We're not in your left-right paradigm. We understand the reality of the world. Offshore banks, offshore corporations, looting and taking over the United States just like they've done third world countries. We want the Bill of Rights and Constitution. We were against George Bush because he was butchering our liberties. But we exposed the fact that he was just a puppet. So don't you dare misrepresent who we are and your little fantasy world. But they get such satisfaction off of identifying themselves with Obama. Oh, we're the winners. Oh, we're the leaders. Oh, our guy is in. Oh, it's so wonderful. We're doing great. That's why they get people to identify as black, or identify themselves as a woman, or identify themselves as white, or identify themselves as Hispanic, or identify themselves as North or South, or Protestant, or Catholic, or Jewish, or Muslim, because then they can all play us off against each other when really it's a ruling elite who identify themselves with power and control of civilizations and manipulation and dumbing down of populations and eugenics. That's how the elite identify with each other, is through eugenics. Through the fact that they are the elite humans and that we're all a bunch of cattle that deserve to die. Again, the La Reconquista groups talking about reconquering the U.S., that's because the bankers want to break down the United States and break it up into global regions, and so they use those groups to help carry that out. But you never hear those groups, all funded by the big banks, Mecha La Raza and others, ever speaking about what's really happening in their communities and how their communities are under eugenics attack. You never hear the black communities talking about the real issues that affect them. I was listening to black radio on XM. I think they call it the power or something. I guess it means black power. And it was all about, yeah, white people are just jealous of Obama and upset. They just don't like Obama because they don't want to respect a black man. It has nothing to do with that. See, they make it racial politics. So now you got 12% of the population that'll support Obama no matter what he does, no matter how bad their lives get, how bankrupt things get, how many jobs they lose. They got to be for Obama because he's a black man. Just like white people had to support George Bush because he's a white guy from Texas and he wears a cowboy hat. Doesn't matter that Obama's really 6% black, African, half white. The majority of the other half's Arab. Doesn't matter. If they tell him he's black, then that's the way it is. It's the same thing with George Bush. Texans were like, he's ours, Texas pride. He's scared of horses, scared of cows, never ridden a horse, wears a big cowboy hat and walks around in front of news cameras with a chainsaw at a literal set where they parked tractors and bales of hay behind him. The guy's from Kennebunkport, Maine, absolute blue blood. Families were Tories in the Revolutionary War against the United States. His granddaddy was a Nazi agent. And look, I don't care if you're from Maine. Those are great folks up there. The point is it's phony as a $3 bill. It's all fake. It's all identity politics. You don't care if everything's going to hell in a handbasket. You get to feel good like you won the lottery. Barack Obama's in there and there's nothing the Republicans can do. George Bush is in there and there's nothing the liberals can do. I'm winning. Ha ha ha.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
You see, we have to get out of fad-driven politics and get into real issues. We have to get past the stunt of a guy with brown skin being the president. He's nothing but a corporate whore lawyer reading off a fancy teleprompter written by top speechwriters. We have to realize we're being bamboozled. We're being conned. Because the New World Order is bankrupting the planet, so everybody is dependent on them. All right, I'm going to take phone calls now. And then coming up, Biden. We misread the economy. Going to play that clip. Biden says more U.S. jobs on the way. Because of stimulus spending, Republicans remain skeptical. Really, why'd they vote for it then? So we'll go over, we misread it. We need even more power. Oh, the banks aren't loaning the money. Oh, we'll give them more then. There's more coming out in the news over the Washington Post canceling a secret lobbyist event where people were going to pay $250,000 per ticket to meet with White House officials to basically set policy. I mean, it's just a giant mafia system. Meanwhile, Saudis would agree to Israeli Air Force flyovers to attack Iran. This is out of the Jerusalem Post. Biden says Israel free to set its own course on Iran. And says that's not a new policy, and there's a good chance Israel's going to go ahead and start bombing the daylights out of Iran, and that whole stage color revolution over there, acting like somebody tried to steal an election, and then crying about police brutality when they say it's a wonderful thing on our news when our police do it. and exaggerating it and probably capping that girl themselves, the globalist, they're getting ready to blow them off the map. So we'll break that down. Obama's in Russia saying he wants to be big friends with the Russian president, Medvedev. That means he'll probably launch some new sneak attack on South Ossetia. See, if Obama says he wants to be friends with you like he did 2 months ago or a month and a half ago in Cairo, look out, you're about to be attacked. I mean, whatever he says, it's the opposite. I'm not going to hire one lobbyist. All he does is hire lobbyists. I'm going to bring all the troops home immediately means I'm going to keep the troops there indefinitely in the military bases. Meanwhile, the average American isn't worried about the prospect of World War III starting between Israel and Iran, drawing in Russia. Lucky fans get news on Jackson Memorial tickets. That is the top CNN story right now. Not Obama over in Russia with a new global treaty. No, the news is Michael Jackson. The news is also that idiot Sarah Palin, who I hear all these fake conservatives calling in going, this just shows what a great woman she is. She's quitting her governorship because she's like George Washington going home to the farm. No, she's got moron political advisors telling her quit when the heat gets hot. How could she ever be president or vice president if she'll quit if people criticize her in the media? Like she's a cheerleader and somebody's lying about her, you know, in the 10th grade saying she's dating somebody she isn't. Or, oh, look, Sarah Palin got caught necking with the quarterback in the back of his truck. And she says, I'm going to quit the cheerleader team because you're lying about me and Bo. I mean, that's what our politics have been reduced to. Some teeny bopper, wannabe idiot who doesn't even know how the country operates or runs, poses as a conservative. She was the dead horse they ran against Obama to make sure he won. Just like when they ran Bob Dole against Bill Clinton. This stuff's all rigged, folks, but that idiot doesn't know it. McCain knew it. McCain. Take a dive, McCain. The ringer, McCain. But again, people can't wake up to the fact that stuff is staged. All right, let's go to calls like I promised to do. Wide open phones today. Tons of other news. A lot of key info coming up. Also, I'm going to play an audio clip from Unsolved Mysteries back in the early 1990s. So we had Alan Watt on last week, and he talked about how they spray chemical weapons all over Europe. He was specifically talking about Scotland in the form of gel. And we've been hit by this gel here in Texas. In fact, it was on Extra, of all places, interviewing me. His police and firefighters and school teachers were all sprayed with it and saw the helicopters and got sick. But I can't find that video clip in my office. Somebody needs to put that on YouTube. Wink, wink, Mike Hansen Archives at YouTube. I know you've got all those videos, Bubba. Why don't you put that up? I can't find it. But Unsolved Mysteries is basically the same report, just on the West Coast. So I want to go over the history of chemical and biological spraying on the American people. Just some of the admissions. And then ask yourself, that's the real issue, not Michael Jackson, lucky fans get tickets. You know, the news issue here isn't Michael Jackson, lucky fans get tickets. That's not the big news flash here, ladies and gentlemen. The big news flash here is we have a government for decades putting chemicals and biologicals in the water and the food and spraying us. And they openly talk about how they want to kill us all day. Oh, you see, then Michael Jackson memorial tickets with everybody fighting over them, that's not as important anymore. Or Sarah Idiot Palin quitting. People are lying about me. I'm going to quit. I'm sorry, she doesn't have a Georgia Peach accent. That would be endearing. She has another endearing accent, I guess, when it's on Jesse Ventura, but not really on a woman.
You know, with up here, I got some lederhosen on for me here, up here in the north area. I got the Russians right across the way there.
Actually, that's not what the Minnesota accent sounds like. But I guess Alaskans have a Minnesota accent. Folks, I'm going to be honest with you. I can't take it anymore. The establishment puppets out Michael Jackson and Palin and all these other idiots. And then everybody talks about these morons all day. Instead of foreign banks have deindustrialized us and are destroying everything and putting us into deep debt right now. Nathan in Georgia, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? I actually live in Austin, Texas. Been following you for about 10 years. I appreciate everything that you've done.
Well, I appreciate you putting up with me because I'm obnoxious and annoying. But you know what? I'm trying my best, and I got guts, and guts are enough, pal.
Guts are enough, and you're honest. That's the thing. And, you know, I can deal with a lot of things as long as it's honesty. You know? So, but you're great. I appreciate everything you do. I wanted to tell you that. The reason I'm calling, just one little tip I wanted to throw out there to people. I've worked in churches for about 10 years as well, and I just would encourage everybody out there. They're always asking you, what should I do, what should I do, what should I do? I just want to throw out there, if you're going to a church somewhere, I would encourage you to give your pastor a copy of Freedom to Fascism, maybe the Obama Deception, and request a meeting to talk to them and discuss those things afterwards. Because we count on our pastors to, if nothing else, to have intellectual honesty because they're supposedly delivering the truth to us.
But their 501c3 head offices in New York are on FEMA payroll publicly and are telling them to stand down and go along with it. I mean, that's how creepy and far down the rat hole we are. The preachers have been turned into secret police.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that most people in churches won't even know if their pastor is one of those or not because they are some of the best salespeople that there are in convincing you that they're on your side and preaching the truth. Some of them may be, some of them may not. So in my opinion, this is not only an opportunity to unlock the mind of your pastor, it's also an opportunity to find out where he really stands. You know, it's the biggest problem is if we don't know where somebody stands, how can we trust him or follow him? So it's a great way to do that. But that's just a little tip.
I agree. I've told a lot of listeners to go to their church and ask, oh, hey, are you on that FEMA thing? You know, like it's no big deal. Go, oh, hey, are you part of the FEMA program? And he'll go, how do you know about that? Come with me, my son. Let's discuss this. Who told you about my love with FEMA? They are here to help you. Take the injections, my son. And a lot of people get flipped out when the preacher goes, yes, and you're not supposed to know about that. Because, see, secret agent man. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, so that's the idea. The other thing I just wanted to ask you to comment on, and then I'll hang up and listen. By the way, thanks for being so gracious. You're one of the most gracious hosts out there. I call a lot of radio programs. You're the best. First time I even called you. You should have done a long time ago. Goliath down in Honduras. It seems to me that he was, you know, trying to posture himself as a Marxist dictator, and he should have been thrown out, and we should be celebrating that. Although the news and the coverage that we can get on it is so sketchy, I can't put together a full picture, but I wanted to get your comments on that. I haven't heard a whole lot about it from you. Just curious what your take is and what your interpretation is on the situation down there.
All right, I appreciate your call, sir. Look, see, that's a good question. That brings up an important topic. I'm off ranting and raving about the banking takeover because it's all I can think about because they get that, they get everything, and they got us. And I don't even talk about what's happening. He tried to land yesterday in Honduras. And there was a big shootout, and the police mowed down a bunch of his supporters that were trying to take the airfield peacefully so that they could let him land. So he had to land in the next-door country. Hugo Chavez, who is out of control and is restricting the free speech and is doing a lot of thuggish things, he's threatening to invade to save the Honduran president. The Honduran president did say he was going to decriminalize drugs, which he said would then stop the West and its banks that are laundering the money. And so that's why the CIA openly trained those generals and colonels and captains at the School of Americas. They're trying to overthrow him right now. A president is allowed to call for a referendum so he can stay in power. And as far as the election monitors have said, he is duly elected. So you got to watch it when you say, you know, we ought to be glad we're overthrowing a hardcore commie. What, in replacing it with a fascist government where the IMF and World Bank take over all the infrastructure and then the people are just slaves on banks' land instead of slaves on some commie's land, you know, with a big mustache? I mean, the guy is the archetypal El Jefe big dog. And they love to show news of him with images of him with a cowboy hat on. But he doesn't look as thuggish when he was addressing the UN. The point is, as much as I don't like Hugo Chavez and as much as I don't like people like that, the globalists are just trying to replace one local kind of boss hog type with their more scientific dictatorship. And communism isn't as virulent and mechanized as the Chinese or Russian model when you see it in Latin America. And so I say stay out of their affairs. Look, the same CIA that we've got that overthrows all these countries all over the world, they're overthrowing us now. They're taking over our counties and cities. They're the ones putting out the MIAC reports and the Homeland Security reports saying gun owners and conservatives and libertarians are terrorists and that veterans are the number one threat. They are not right-wing anti-communists that run our government. They're criminals. And they get our best and brightest to join special forces and then get recruited into CIA and do all sorts of assassinations and commando raids and all sorts of stuff. And the good guys, you know, 4 or 5 years into black ops, they've killed a lot of communists and a lot of drug dealers, and they're only given the side of the story the establishment wants to give them. They're told, you're going to kill a drug dealer. They don't tell you this drug dealer quit paying his cut to us. And then 5 years down the road, we want you to go ahead and blow this car up with a family in it. It's got to be a message to, you know, these people. Yeah, but I don't want to kill their kids. So that's why in the past, 30 years ago, they'd say, oh, you can refuse this mission if you choose. And then, yeah, they send you to then do the little jobs or the jobs that quote, are more moral. But then they find the cadres that go, I'll blow up that car full of men, women, and children. I'll torture a little kid in front of their parents to get answers, and then you've turned into Satan. That's why they say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. So there's my take on that. Now, ladies and gentlemen, the hate crimes bill has passed the House. It's in the Senate. It's set to pass this week. And I've read every day last week the subsections where it says if you hurt someone's feelings, you get 10 years in prison and a giant fine. Another version of the bill has 2 years in prison and a giant fine. This is the end of free speech. Just like they just passed the end of industry, they can selectively shut down, that's the key word, selectively shut down any farmer ranch, any factory, any business they want. It's all selective. Just like the 3,000 GM dealerships and the 1,500 Chrysler dealerships, Obama's people are deciding who stays open and who doesn't. And they openly say, you pay us money, you stay open. Make a cash payment here. Just open mafia government. Thug gangsters run Washington now. The complete conversion to criminality has now happened. The complete fall of the Republic. It's just like you got struck by lightning. This has happened many times. That a swim team or a football team or a baseball team has stayed out on the field. A flash lightning storm comes up, and you always see the news report, you know, 4 killed in lightning, 2 others hospitalized. It'll kill a few right where the bolt comes down, but then just fry a couple others. And a lot of times there'll be a nearby fire station or police station or EMS. They'll get over there in just a few minutes, get the defibrillators out, and shock those kids' hearts back on. Now, if you get a direct hit, you boil, your eyes pop out of your head. Your brain busts open and pops. Your whole head pops like a melon. You ever seen a big oak tree get struck by lightning and just vaporizes it? Superheated sap? Well, America got hit by lightning about 4 months ago. And on the scale of politics, that's about 2 or 3 minutes. Now, if an ambulance gets there and they defibrillate us and we get hit by another jolt of liberty instead of a jolt of tyranny, we may wake up. You know, I've been using that analogy for years, and Dee's Illustration, great, DeesIllustration.com, did an image of it, of Uncle Sam with bullet holes in his chest, and Ron Paul Campaign for Liberty is the defibrillator. It's actually Ron Paul's the doctor trying to shock his heart. That's why I froth and yell and have gotten more aggressive now. Because, ladies and gentlemen, I love this republic, this country. I love it. It's been a wonderful place. It hadn't been perfect. The globalists love to tell you of all the bad about America in the past while they were pulling it down. They told you the American flag was bad. Now that they've got control, they're telling you how we can do no wrong. You see, when they see the nation as their tool, when they see the nation as their control system, now they're going to tell you how great we are. We don't have long to jumpstart this country's heart. We don't have long to save the republic. This is real tyranny come to our shores. This is corruption. This is New World Order. This is the global crime syndicate having its way with our society. All right, I've only gotten one call. I'm out of control. I will get to more of your calls and tons of news straight ahead after this quick break. We're going to talk to Jim, Ronnie, Cindy, Marty, and others. PrisonPlanet.tv is the website.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
A man who leads a life of danger. To everyone he meets, he stays a stranger. With every move he makes, another chance he takes. Odds are he won't live to see tomorrow.
Secret,
secret, Asian man, secret.
Yeah, that's your local pastor, CIA recruiting ads everywhere. FEMA secretly hired 26,000-plus preachers, 50-plus thousand infrastructure protection officers in every major corporation with shoot-to-kill orders on citizens. Oh, the free society, unlimited taxpayer money to turn the general public into a secret agent man and train your kids to spy on your carbon footprint and write you fake tickets. Oh, they'll be real soon. Mommy took a hot bath. I'm writing mommy a ticket. The New York Times says, what a good girl. Let's go ahead and go to the calls. Jim in Pennsylvania. Jim, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, hi, Alex. Alex, it doesn't surprise me your show's growing worldwide because you, your staff, and the show are what's really happening. So I want to thank you guys for being there for us and for being alive and standing in the breach. Alex, you're always going to be remembered. If you could comment, Alex, for the audience, about a month and a half, 2 months ago at the most, Joyce had an excellent two-hour segment on the chemtrail spraying. ArizonaSkyWatch.com is the website for everyone to go to. It appears
we've had Arizona Skywatch a bunch. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you, you're pretty knowledgeable, so you know about that. That's all. I just wanted to mention that. That's all. Let the other callers come in.
Well, thank you. No, I'm going to make a film about chemtrails. And we're actually going in the next few months out to California to interview the lady, the head of Skywatch, and others. So we are all over it. And now the government just comes out and admits, oh, yeah, we're manipulating the atmosphere. It's no big deal. You can trust us. You know, we've just done all these chemical, biological, radiological tests on you over and over again and killed, you know, citizens and troops, military over and over again, our own people. But you can trust us now. Go ahead and take the Gardasil shot and drop dead. Let's go ahead and talk to Ronnie in Texas. Ronnie, go ahead.
Thank you, sir. Yes, sir. A couple, one death in particular that's more important than that pervert singing, dancing hero, Robert S. McNamara. He was, after all, I believe he was in on the JFK assassination. He knew about the JFK before it happened because he knew the JFK was going to get us out of Vietnam and because he knew JFK had experimented
with marijuana. Wait a minute. McNamara died?
Yeah. So that's
see, that's why I love taking your calls. But he was really a wicked devil.
He really is. Yeah, he really was. And I think he was, again, like I was saying, I think he...
By the way, he gave interviews admitting they staged Gulf of Tonkin to get us into the war because he knew they'd already released the tapes. I wonder why at the time he came out and said that they'd done it, because they'd released tens of thousands of hours and nobody had found it yet. But then it did get retrieved. C-SPAN aired it with him on the phone telling LBJ how they just staged it, showing that presidents are puppets even then, and that he's going to have to give a press conference saying that the North Vietnamese attacked our boats.
It was just what I've been saying. He was a traitor, and he knew about Vietnam. He knew about JFK's marijuana usage. And so I think he's really in on I think JFK, for example, was out of the loop before the assassination, but that's kind of neither here nor there. But
well, he was 93, and I guess now he's warming his butt in hell. McNamara died at 5:30 a.m. in his home. Yep, that's some good news.
Much more important than, you know, that obviously eclipses anything about Jackson. But anyway, the main reason I was calling about this spiritual spasm of joy I wanted to share with you, Alex, here in Texas at the state capitol, the big pink lady.
Spiritual, hold on. Spiritual spasm of joy. Stay there. I want to hear more about the spiritual spasm of joy when we come back in 70 seconds. Second hour, straight ahead, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.